supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, my grandfather lived into his 90s, and he continued to play piano. He continued to do research, to give talks. And I always had a feeling he was excited to be alive every day. And it seems like this new research study confirms that attitude matters.
Yeah, it sure does. And it's really no shock here. It was a small study, and ages ranging from 60 to people in their 90s. And what they did is they gave them surveys periodically. And what they were assessing was, first of all, how they coped with stress. Because, of course, that's a big deal. And that's a lot about attitude. You cope with it poorly, your life becomes difficult. So it was about how they coped with stress and their overall outlook about life. Did they tend to be optimists? Did they tend to be pessimists? So the findings here are pretty obvious. You know, those who had a better worldview, who saw life positively and saw the aging process as more positive, did well. They coped with stress better and they enjoyed their lives more.
Is this attitude or outlook something we can change about ourselves?
Well, sure, we can. You know, we know so much now about brain plasticity. So where does our worldview come from? Well, I'm sure it's partly genetics. I'm sure it's from our parents. It's our experiences in childhood and perhaps later on in life. But we do develop a worldview. And because of that worldview, we tend to see data that supports our worldview. And that's easy to do. People are good. We find evidence. I'm strong. I'm a victim. So that worldview keeps getting reinforced over and over and over again. So it can change. Sure, it can change. But, you know, it takes practice to change a worldview. First, you've got to be willing to accept the fact that the data you're collecting is not accurate, that there's other data out there. So one of the things I have my patients do is 10 times a day, I'll have them go out and just collect evidence of positive experiences and then feel gratitude. Now, there's something else, and I think this is a critical issue with our attitude towards aging and ultimately towards death. That, you know, we fight death. Most of us don't particularly want it to happen. But why do we fight death? Well, we fight death because you strip everything away. We love life at every step of the way in our lives. We have to ask ourselves a question. What do we want our lives to be going forward? And we can ask that if we're 70 or 80 years old. What do we want our lives to be? What do we want people to say about us at our funeral? That helps give you guidance about where you want to go, what's going to give you joy, and what's going to give you a sense of well-being.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.